The ancient city of Bem was home to some of the world's great archaeological treasures. The earthquake apparently destroyed much of the Bem Citadel. That's a mud fortress that traced its origins back more than 1,000 years. Past visitors to Bem include Dr. Ed Keel with the Near Eastern and Asian Civilizations Department at the Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto. And Dr. Keel, can you just describe what the Bem Citadel did look like when you saw it?
Well, when I visited the old town in 1962, the fortress loomed up, I mean, almost like a Hollywood set. It was the most dramatic thing I think I had seen in my young days in first years in Iran. It's all made of sun-dried brick, what we'd call adobe in the New World, and therefore very massive because the walls are thick. It's perfect for the desert heat. What was actually standing up, you know, against the skyline wasn't all that old. It had been built around 1725 by a very notorious Persian king, Nader Shah, who went off to India and beat the Mughals about a bit and stole the Peacock Throne. And this was his fortress against his eastern borders. If you dug below the citadel, I'm sure that you would find archaeological remains that date to 2000.
What are some of the civilizations that occupied that area during those thousands of years?
If you go back 5,000 years ago, we're talking here the New Stone Age and then into going on into the Bronze Age, sort of 3,000 BC. But in the early centuries of the millennium before Christ, what you have is the beginning of the Iranian kingdoms, the Achaemenid Persians who developed their state around 500 BC. And then coming through up to just before Islam, there were some significant Persian empires.
What has made the city of Bem attractive to different civilizations for so many thousands of years?
First of all, you've got good water. The engineering know-how to dig these underground water conduits, which then can be used to irrigate orchards. If you can irrigate it, you can grow all manner of things like almonds and pistachios, mulberries. So it's a rich nut and fruit growing area. You can graze animals. And it's also on one of the great trans-Asian roads, if you're going from Turkey to India, for instance. So it attracts people who are moving through the area.
Well, Dr. Keel of the Royal Ontario Museum, thanks very much.
Sure.